we present The Comedians by Graham Greene, dramatized for radio in four parts by Jeffrey M. Matthews. Part 1.
Mr. Brown, welcome. Welcome to the Hotel Trianon. Now sit, please, and my apologies that you were kept waiting.
I came here to see Madame la Comtesse.
Of course, yes. The resemblance to Madame, it is there.
You are a friend of my mother's?
Ever since she came to Haiti. My name is Majo. I am Madame's personal physician.
And perhaps you will permit me to see her. I have come a long way.
Of course. And you will. But first, Joseph!
Oui, monsieur?
A rum punch for Mr. Brown. Joseph is our barman. His rum punch is renowned through all Port-au-Prince.
Through all Haiti, sir.
Touché, Joseph. Your mother, Mr. Brown, she is most anxious to see you.
Then why keep her waiting, Doctor?
It is her condition, Mr. Brown. After two heart attacks,
She's had two heart attacks?
Yes, but she is remarkable. So remarkable, I am surprised she remains alive.
There is no hope, then.
Any excitement, Mr. Brown, and so I beg you, please, do not be too demonstrative.
We have never been demonstrative, Doctor.
The rum punch, monsieur?
Thank you.
Even so, I know you and Madame were not close. Me? Well, I have known her many years. I should like her to survive a little longer.
So you're here. Well, don't I warrant a kiss?
Yes. Yes, of course, Mother.
That's enough. You, Marcel, don't stand there. A chair for my son.
Certainly, madame.
Sit. So you did receive my postcard?
Feeling a bit of a ruin. Nice to see if you're passing this way. Maman. Brackets. Comtesse. La Scorvilliere.
Well, it's better than being plain Maggie Brown. Yes, I'm glad you decided to pass this way. Why are you still here, Marcel?
But, madame...
Silly boy, he's my son, you know. Now, dépêche-toi, go.
As you wish. We'll meet again, monsieur.
He's so young, so jealous.
Who is he?
He helps me run the hotel.
He's not the count, then?
Naughty.
Was there ever a count, mother?
In the distant past.
So why is Marcel jealous?
Maybe he thinks you're not really my son.
Not your... Marcel, he's your lover.
Mm-hmm.
At your age. Mother, you're wonderful.
Let's say a little luck has come my way at the end.
Well, I'm so glad Marcel pleases you.
Oh, he does. But the luck, it's not him. It's this hotel. It's the first real property I've ever owned.
A legacy from the Count?
Hardly. No, all the Count left me was his title, and I'm not sure that was genuine. No, the hotel... That was pure luck.
Go on.
Well, after your father, then the Count, and the war, I travelled. Hmm. Here, there. Then I ran into a certain Monsieur Deschaux. He had interests in Port-au-Prince, not to mention some small problems with the tax authorities. I helped him get over them.
How?
I allowed him to put the hotel in my name. Of course, I said I'd leave it to him in my will.
Deschaux trusted you that much?
He was perfectly right to trust me. I was over 60. He was 35. It made the arrangement quite secure.
But,
Where he went wrong was to drive a sports car. The roads here...
An accident.
He was lucky. He only killed himself.
So you took over the hotel?
It was mine already. Oh. But my having it, that would have pleased Deschaux. He loathed his wife. Big, fat, totally uneducated. She'd have ruined it completely.
It seems very successful now.
Marcel and I do our best. Of course, when Deschaux died, I had to alter my will.
Oh?
You and Marcel will share the hotel.
Jointly?
Marcel receives a one-third interest. Well, I do have to do something for the boy.
Yeah, I understand.
I knew you would. Anyway, he'll be very useful. I will tell Marcel that you will take over the actual direction immediately. Only...
Yes?
Be tactful, there's a good boy. Marcel is so sensitive.
And you, Maman, are tired.
So sleep. Rest. Be quiet.
Quiet? What, to be dead is about as quiet as one can get. And I don't see any point in anticipating death. It lasts such a long time.
Mr. Brown!
Yes, what is it?
My apologies, Mr. Brown, but...
My mother is worse.
She's dead.
Oh.
I am very sorry.
Believe me, sir, it was not my fault. Madame, she kept ringing for me. I told her she had not enough strength. I begged her to wait.
Wait? Oh, so you...
She just pushed back the bed sheets. When I see her like that, it is always the same.
She was a great woman.
I hardly knew her.
Then thank God you saw her, and that he allowed her to die happy.
To take her last journey in the rain.
It is the season, Mr. Brown, but our storms do not last long.
My mother hated the rain. Reminded her of England. My father. You'll join me?
With pleasure. Thank you.
To my mother.
A truly great lady. You really intend to keep the hotel?
Keep it and improve it. Cater for, shall we say, a better class of guest?
The luxury trade. The American tourists. You cannot depend on them, Mr. Brown.
Well, the other hotels do.
Yes, but these good times, they cannot last.
Why?
Soon we will have elections.
Well, does it really matter who wins?
Not to the poor, Mr. Brown, but we are speaking of tourists. You've heard of the Emperor Christoph?
Oh, yes, I've heard of him, the slave who became the King of Haiti.
Vicious, sadistic, psychotic, and much more, Mr. Brown. And those terrible times could return again, even more cruelly, certainly more ignobly.
Who are you afraid of, Major?
One small country doctor. Dr. Duvalier. Today his name means nothing. I pray it never will, but soon I think it will be known all over. What about Marcel? What are your plans for him?
Well, I'm going to buy him out.
No. Let him buy your shares.
Why?
It would be wiser. Marcel is from Haiti. He can live on very little. And survive.
Maybe. But I've taken a fancy to this place, Maggio. I intend to keep it, and I intend to survive.
You pay dollars, monsieur. Good. Then Trianon is yours.
Excellent. By the way, Marcel.
Monsieur?
Your room. I will require it from tomorrow.
So soon. Very well, monsieur. Monsieur, your mother...
That is over, Marcel.
The bell by her bed, monsieur. She would not stop ringing it.
I said it's over.
I tried not to hear it, but she rang, so I worried, thought perhaps she needs something.
She did. You.
Yes, and it leaves me ashamed. When Madame was angry, when she loved me, she shouted, called me her big black beast, always. Come here, you big black beast. Come, beast, come. And that is all that I am. A big black beast. So you win once more.
A lucky table, Marcel.
For some, me, I've lost everything. For me, luck has gone.
Then try some of mine.
$10 for me. I think maybe zero. $300! Once again, I am rich. I'm tired. A room, sir. It is permitted to have one.
In the hotel?
Yes, for tonight only, and I will pay in advance.
Very well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, sir, I will wish you good night.
I might as well cash in my chips as well. Marcel, the lady, there by the cash desk.
Ah, in the blue dress, monsieur.
Who is she?
Madame Pineda, sir. She is German.
Oh.
You don't like Germans?
No. Madame Pineda. Mm-hmm. Is she married?
Her husband was here earlier. He is the ambassador from San Jose.
I don't like ambassadors much either.
They are a necessary evil, monsieur.
So are husbands. I'm surprised he leaves her here alone.
Signor Pineda is a diplomat, monsieur.
Bonsoir, Marcel. You have been lucky tonight.
Oh, a little, madame. May I introduce...
Good evening, Mr. Brown.
You know who I am.
News travels fast here. Besides, your mother had pictures of you.
Oh? If you will excuse me, I have a great need to sleep. Bonne nuit, madame, monsieur.
Good night, Marcel.
Good night. So you knew my mother?
Oh, yes. I liked her. She was real.
Well, I hope you'll think the same of me.
Once I get to know you. I got to know your mother very well.
Then there's no problem. Your husband...
He waits for me in the car park.
Oh, well, then perhaps I can walk you there.
I do not think so.
But, look, can I... Will I see you again?
Perhaps.
Well, I'd like to very much. Tomorrow?
I cannot come to your hotel.
Then...
But if you are here, in the car park at 10, my car is the white Mercedes.
I'll find it.
But I would have to be home by 1.
Why so early?
I have a small son. He suffers from nightmares. Wakes always at 1. I must be with him.
Oh, of course. Your husband, he must be getting impatient.
Luis has infinite patience, Mr. Brown. It is a diplomatic quality to speak only when the political situation is ripe.
Mr. Brown.
Ah, Monsieur Brown, at last.
Joseph, Mario, what's going on?
It is Marcel.
Well, I said he could have a room.
But, sir, he wished the room next to your mamma.
Well, then let him have it.
It was done, sir. Then he asked for 2 bottles of rum.
So give them to him.
We did.
So what the hell's the problem?
Who is to purify the room, a priest or the Hungan?
Hungan?
The voodoo priest. You see, after Marcel drank the rum, he went into your mamma's room. He is there now, hanging from the chandelier.
So, you can imagine what's been going on. The police, the guests, the staff. They're insisting the chandelier is destroyed.
The shock must have been terrible.
Well, I didn't know Marcel. Didn't even care about him. But yes, it was a shock. And I was worried that you wouldn't wait.
Oh, another 5 minutes and I would have gone.
It's funny. Worrying about being late. Not seeing you. And I don't even know your name.
It is Marta.
Marta. Nice. Last night, why did you agree to see me?
Oh, curiosity, perhaps? Maybe to discover what your mother's son is like? Maybe because nothing new ever happens here.
A cure for boredom. I'm flattered.
You should be. If I simply wished company and adventure, then
I'm sorry.
It is all right. Tell me about you.
Didn't my mother talk about me?
Oh, yes, often. She was proud of you.
What did she say?
That you were very clever, good businessman, and that she hoped you would come here.
Then you know everything.
Your father, what was he like?
I never knew him. He left me in Monte Carlo when I was 12, and my mother went soon after.
Ah. But your education?
Courtesy of the Society of Jesus. They thought I might have a vocation.
I cannot see you as a priest.
Neither did they. Not after they discovered I was visiting the casino and some of the ladies in town. So we parted company. They suggested I went to England.
To work?
To starve.
Oh.
The war. That's what saved me.
The war?
A Jesuit education doesn't guarantee employment. A war does.
Mm.
And when it's over, you have money. Well, enough to start up in business.
What did you do?
I sold paintings to rich idiots. until I got a postcard from my mother. And that brought me here. And you?
The war, too. But when it ended, I had nothing.
Your parents?
My father died in the war.
I'm sorry.
It is no longer important. There was nothing for my mother, for me, in Germany. But we had friends in Brazil. We went there. And then I met Luis, my husband. Now I am here. Oh, please, what time is it?
11:15.
Oh, my son, Angel. I must go to him soon.
Well, we've still got an hour.
We will meet. Talk again.
I don't want to talk.
No, not yet.
But you know I want you.
And I you. But we are grown-up people. We do not have to...
I know, but... Oh, damn that steering wheel.
Do you think it would be better at your hotel?
The front seat of a car isn't an ideal bed.
No. So maybe I can suggest how to make things better, Mr. Brown.
How?
It is very simple. All we do is move into the back.
M-Hater, Dr. Rivale, Papa Doc, has been elected president for life. Listen to the cheers of a jubilant crowd.
Our Doc, who art in the National Palace for life, hallowed be thy name by present and future generations. Thy will be done at Port-au-Prince and in the provinces. Papa Doc.
Marta?
Hmm?
Were you asleep?
No. Just thinking.
What about?
The time we have been together.
Almost a year. How much longer do we have to go on like this?
Why? You know I love you.
Then talk to Luis. Ask for a divorce.
I cannot. I would lose Angel.
Angel? All you ever think about is Angel.
He is my son. All right, maybe I spoil him, but that is not his fault. But I cannot, I will not make him unhappy.
Look, I know it's difficult. What's the use?
Sometimes you are so funny.
Thanks.
Oh, he's sulking. I have a surprise for you. Something you badly need.
Uh-huh. What?
Your hotel. What it needs is a good chef.
Chef?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it does.
You can have mine. Andre is wonderful, but tomorrow he gets the sack. Then he can work for you. My husband, Toulouse, the only chef in Haiti who can create a real souffle. Oh, it will make him very angry.
Then why do it?
Why? Because it will prove to you that I really love you.
Yes, Mr. Brown. I'm glad you accepted Martha's invitation.
It was kind of you to invite me, Mr. Ambassador.
Oh, Mr. Brown, please. You're a friend. You may call me Luis. Mm-hmm. Now, have you met Dr. Filippo, the Minister for Social Welfare?
Mr. Brown. Your hotel. Joseph's rum punch. Oh. And now, Andre's souffle. A truly magnificent combination.
Yes, your hotel. Mm-hmm. It is still profitable, Mr. Brown.
Perhaps Dr. Filippo can answer that. The Tonton Macoute, the shootings, this bloody curfew. They've killed the tourist trade. It was insane.
Unfortunately, the insanity comes from the top, Mr. Brown.
The president?
The good Papa Doc. Duvalier. A leader who lives for his people, but insists they die for him. Once I was his close friend... Look around you, Mr. Brown. What do you see?
people? Louis' friends?
Hardly. No, my real friends are gone. The British ambassador expelled, the American military mission closed down, the papal nuncio recalled to Rome. All gone to safer parts.
And you?
Martha would like us to go. Unfortunately, it depends on events.
Where'd you go?
Oh, I should like New York. I only know the airport. Excuse me one moment. Bonjour, Capitaine.
Prepare yourself, Mr. Brown.
Trouble?
In a way, that is Captain Concasseur.
Concasseur?
Commandant of the President's Secret Police.
We have done political or otherwise. Now let me...
So you are Brown. I congratulate you.
For what, Captain?
Your hotel. Few guests, but the cuisine, magnificent. Unfortunately, I cannot say the same for the service. Your barman.
Joseph?
I believe that is his name. Joseph's political attitudes. I trust they do not meet with your approval, Minister.
I have no knowledge of them, Captain.
Naturally. However, Joseph is no longer a problem.
You've arrested him?
For what, Mr. Brown? No. Joseph is now with Dr. Majou. A slight accident, but one which I am sure he will survive.
They say he slipped on the stairs, Mr. Brown. Fortunately, Joseph is strong. What I fear is...
He's not crippled.
No, Joseph will walk in time, with a limp. But I cannot perform miracles. He will never be able to enjoy a woman again.
God. But why, Major, why?
Recall last month, the rebels, machine-gunned by the Tonton. One of them was Joseph's cousin. Now this accident. It is Concasseur's way of warning the rest of Joseph's family, his friends.
It's obscene.
Oh, I warned you, Mr. Brown. Soon they may be after you.
I'm not involved.
Ah, with Concasseur, who can tell? It would be better if you took a vacation. Go to America.
For how long, Madam? The only thing I love is here.
I can protect your interests, Mr. Brown, for 2 or 3 months. And who knows, there may be some changes by the time you return.
For the France, be dark in 20 minutes.
How long since you left Haiti?
3 months.
You'll find nothing has changed for the better, Mr. Brown, only for the worse. Papa Doc, Tonton Macoute. What makes you return?
All I'm interested in is my hotel.
The Trianon, of course. I've eaten there many times.
Oh.
You plan to go back there?
Yes, 3 months is a long time, Captain.
Mr. Brown, the passengers. You've met all of them?
This is a very small ship.
Intimate. This is the most embarrassing, Mr. Brown, but you will excuse. What is your impression of Major Jones?
Jones? Why?
Let us say, and it is only my conjecture, that someone in Port-au-Prince is interested.
Then why tell me?
Mr. Brown, you, the Major, you are both English. Also, you know what it is like in Haiti. So I considered maybe a word of warning.
You'd like me to watch over him?
And yourself, Mr. Brown. I would be most disturbed if anything happened to either of you.
Ah, Brown! Brown, old man!
Major Jones, shouldn't you be getting your bags ready for customs?
Customs, no. Honored guest of the government, old man. Got letters to ministers.
Well, you're well equipped, Major.
Always plan ahead, old man. Learned that in Burma.
Were you a commander?
Well, same sort of outfit, old man. Jungle warfare, what? They trained me to carry everything.
They work differently in this jungle.
They?
President Duvalier's bogeymen, the Tonton Macoute. They wear dark glasses and call on their victims at night.
Oh, bully boys, eh? Well, give me 50 commandos, I'll wade through them like a dose of salt. Not that I'll need them. My letters are absolutely pucker.
Well, then just hope you meet up with a Tonton who can read.
Yeah, we've got something there.
See you later.
Mr. Brown. Monsieur Brown, welcome.
Petit Pierre, you old bastard. Still scavenging for the newspapers, are you?
Naturally. Aye, aye, aye. But you are so American. Oh, how I envy you, Mr. Brown. Broadway, Bourbon, Marilyn Monroe. Now, your passport. I will escort you personally through customs.
Thanks, Pierre, but I'm waiting for someone.
I regret, but Dr. Maggio, he's unable to be here.
Oh?
A patient. But have no fear, Mr. Brown. The good doctor is okay. So is Madame Pineda.
Huh?
Only I know, Mr. Brown, and I'm very discreet.
I'm grateful, Pierre. How is Martha?
Oh, you can see for yourself, Mr. Brown. That is, if you pass the Columbus statue on your way to the hotel.
Maybe.
Don't be afraid, please. You are still a true friend of Haiti. All the same, many true friends have departed recently. It has caused much grief to the government. They have been forced to take over some of the empty hotels.
Thanks for the warning.
Your fellow passengers, are there any of interest? For the paper, of course.
Oh, naturally. Well, there's Mr. Smith and his wife. He's a presidential candidate.
In the American election?
The one in 1948. Mr. Smith stood as the vegetarian candidate.
Vegetarian candidate?
He believes in vegetables, that eating them is the one sure way to a healthy mind and a healthy body. It's his dream. Unfortunately, the voters didn't see it his way.
But he was a candidate. Why is he here?
Well, he was invited by Dr. Philippot.
Philippot? Ay, ay, ay. Then he does not know.
What?
Dr. Filippo is no longer a minister. You're Mr. Smith. We must find him. If he tells immigration he is invited by Filippo, it could give a very wrong impression.
My wife and I, we're real grateful, Mr. Brown.
Thank Pierre. Without him...
Oh, it's nothing.
It was quite an adventure. But your customs people, do they have to look so frightening?
But they were most polite, my dear. You wouldn't get courtesy like that in New York.
Your mission, Mr. Smith, it is to do with vegetarianism?
Well, my wife and I, sir, we do not believe in undiluted pleasure. We try and combine a vacation with work.
So your mission is to...
Mission is too big a word, Mr. Brown. Anyway, a man in your profession, I don't reckon you'll be very sympathetic.
Well, my job is to please my guests, Mrs. Smith. And if they're vegetarian?
Your hotel. You have many guests?
He has only three, you and the Major Jones.
Who appears to have vanished.
Oh, no, the Major was at customs with us. He went off with a policeman, a captain.
A captain? Do you recall his name?
Oh, yes, Captain Conquesseur. He was most polite.
In part one of The Comedians, George Baker played Brown, Norman Beaton, Maggio, Carol Boyd, Martha, Peter Jeffrey, Jones, and Stefan Khalifa, Concasseur. Shane Rimmer and Pat Starr were Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Other parts were played by Thomas Baptiste, Margot Boyd, Ruddy L. Davis, Carlos Douglas, and Joe Marcel. The sound balance was by Keith Perrin. The Comedians by Graham Greene was dramatized by Jeffrey M. Matthews, and was directed for World Service Drama by Martin Williamson.